The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus spoke to the crowds about the kingdom of God, and he healed those who needed to be cured. As the day was drawing to a close, the 12 approached him and said, "Dismiss the crowds so that they can go to the surrounding villages and farms and find lodging and provisions, for we're in a deserted place." He said to them, "Give them some food yourselves." They replied, "Five loaves and two fish are all we have, unless we ourselves go and buy food for all these people." Now the men there numbered about 5,000. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Have them sit down in groups of about 50. They did so and made them all sit down. Then taking the five loaves and the two fish, and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing over them, broke them, and gave them to the disciples to be set before the crowd. They all ate and were satisfied. And when the leftover fragments were picked up, they filled 12 wicker baskets." The Gospel of the Lord. You may not be able to see this very clearly from where you are sitting, but this is a statue of the Sacred Heart. It used to have gold plating on it, but now it's all rubbed off. It looks more like bronze because this statue is over 100 years old. This statue was given to my father on his first communion. And after he died, I asked my family if I could keep it, because this statue reminds me of his first communion and of mine. He handed on to me the faith that he had received about the Eucharist and communion. And that's why this statue has special meaning for me, particularly today. Do you remember your first Holy Communion? Maybe it was a long time ago, as mine was. Or maybe more recently, but most people remember their first communion. We make a big thing about it every year in every parish, and we should, because it's a special moment of grace and of growth in the life of a child or of an adult. The many times, maybe even years, that this child or adult came forward and crossed their hands on their breast to receive just a blessing are now over, when for the first time they receive Jesus into their heart in communion. It is a special day. Usually the young girls dress in white dresses and veils, the boys in white shirts and ties or blacks, and maybe some of you did for your first communion. But it is a special day, and it was a special day, the beginning of a special union and a special experience of Jesus Christ. Your first communion may have been quite different from the first communion of our young children about 2 or 3 weeks ago. Maybe when you received first communion, the altar did not face the people. Maybe the Mass was in Latin. And probably you did not receive communion under both signs of bread and wine. The truth is, there have been more changes in this sacrament in our lifetimes than at any other time or any other sacrament in the history of the church. But one thing has not changed. One thing remains the same, and that is, there is no other way on earth that you and I can get closer to God or closer to Jesus in this sacrament. I really believe that, and I experience it every time I celebrate the Eucharist. This consecrated bread and wine, we believe, are the presence of Jesus in these sacramental signs. He's just as present here as he was to the apostles after his resurrection. but we can't see or feel or touch him. It is the same Jesus that we received in our first communion that we receive now, but there's this difference. Jesus is not changed, but we have. When we were children, we believed as children. But we've grown since then into young adults, into adults, maybe even into our senior years. Has our relationship with this feast, with this Jesus, also changed? Do we know him better, much better now than we did when we were children, when we received that first communion? Are we much more committed to him now and to his gospel than we were then? Have all these experiences, high school, college, a job, falling in love, marrying, having children, then finally the empty nest, have all these years matured our relationship with Jesus, whom we receive so often in Holy Communion? What happens now, like today, when you go to Holy Communion? You have the chance to affirm your faith in the Eucharist when it is offered to you by saying, Amen, which means I believe, and then you receive and go back to your place. Maybe you're a bit distracted by all those others going to communion or trying to find your place. And before long, everybody has received, and then we try to have a moment or two of quiet. Do you try and quiet yourself at that time and present yourself to Jesus in your heart? Do you say something like, Here I am, Lord, welcome to my mess? Or just try and listen or enjoy the presence of Jesus, of God, within you. Because in a few moments, we have to call you back again for our final prayer and clear the parking lot. That's church today. But there's more to it than that, than just receiving for a few moments communion on Sunday or whenever we do. How we spend those few moments of communion will depend on how we spend the rest of the week. You probably have heard this old little ditty, Mr. Business went to church. He never missed a Sunday. But Mr. Business went to hell for what he did on Monday. Now, that's a bit of overkill, of course. But the point is the same. Our relationship to Jesus Christ during the week will determine our relationship and our encounter with him when we receive communion on Sunday. It's like visiting a friend. If we call a friend or visit him or her during the week or during the month, then it's much different than when we go and visit them at their birthday or something. There is a closer relationship that has been established. If we think about Jesus, read about him, pray to him, try to live his gospel during the week, then we can look forward to a much more personal and enriching encounter with him in communion. The church has called the Eucharist the source and the summit of all the church's activity. It is the source of our activity. It is here that you and I are most Catholic. But it is also the source of our activity. If we really offer ourselves in sacrifice with Jesus in the Eucharist and complete that sacrifice by eating his body and blood, drinking his blood in the signs of bread and wine, then we will do more than just come to church. We will be urged then at the end of Mass, the Mass is ended, go in peace to love and serve the Lord and each other. There's no better way than you and I can get close to God or to Jesus, I believe, than in the Eucharist and especially in communion. That's the wonder of this wonderful sacrament. That's the gift of this awesome sacrament. That's why we come to church on Sunday. because there is no better way for you and me to get close to God on this earth as when we contact and encounter God in Jesus, in the Eucharist, especially in communion. This gold-tinted statue of the Sacred Heart that my father received at his first communion is a reminder to me today that without the faith in the Eucharist that he handed on to me and my mother and my family and relatives, without that faith in the Eucharist, I would probably not be here celebrating the Eucharist with you today. You received your gift, too, from someone, as St. Paul referenced in that second reading. It's one of the greatest gifts that we can hand on to others, as down through the centuries, that gift of faith in the Eucharist has been handed on to us and to others. It's really a gift that keeps on giving. Amen.